This week in the Missouri Senate, we review another issue that could be prominent during the next legislative session.
I have filed a bill to reduce the residency requirement in St. Louis City.
I think you'll see legislation from multiple places.
On November 4th, the Missouri Senate Interim Committee on Public Safety held a lengthy meeting at the Capitol. The panel heard testimony from varying law enforcement members from all over the state, as well as others who have been affected by gun violence. Since then, several of the measures that have been pre-filed for next year's legislative session address this concern in a number of ways. Missouri Senate President Pro Tem Dave Schatz of Sullivan arranged for the committee to be formed. He has pre-filed Senate Bill 558, which would address residency requirements for St. Louis City police officers.
Currently, there's a shortfall of 120 to 150 officers in St. Louis City right now.
Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader Gina Walsh of Bell Fountain Neighbors adds she believes it is beyond time to take action.
You listen to the radio and somebody is dying from gun violence.
Senator Schatz says St. Louis is among the areas that needs more officers.
And so removing a barrier that prohibits them from attracting candidates to come and potentially work in St. Louis City is something I think is important. That's one piece of the puzzle that could potentially help public safety.
Senator Walsh says public safety is a growing concern with many Missourians.
We have a lot of single parents in my district, but now we have a family that's just shattered because the dad left a gun in a drawer and a young kid got hold of that gun. Well, he's being charged, which is sad. He's lost his son, his family is in tatters, and a gun lock probably could have prevented this.
Lawmakers will likely spend time discussing these items once they return for the 2020 legislative session. For some of them, the question becomes, what role should the legislature take in this matter? For others, it is a question of why hasn't the Missouri General Assembly acted more quickly? Once session resumes, pre-filed legislation will be second read and referred to committee. These panels will be able to start work fairly early, as their membership is already assigned. The time before the start of the second regular session of the 100th General Assembly is decreasing. Session will officially commence at noon on Wednesday, January 8th. To date, nearly 300 different bills and 30 Senate joint resolutions have been pre-filed in advance of the upcoming legislative session in the Missouri Senate alone. Altogether, nearly 900 pieces of legislation are ready for a lawmaker's return in the next week and a half. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate, plus see a complete list of pre-filed legislation by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the State Capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.